My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is Teddy Mellencamp from Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge. There's a new season of 90 Day the Single Life, and it's hotter than ever.
If you've never seen 90 Day before, this is the one that will get you hooked. Their marriages crumbled. Now, 8 singles are taking the lead and stepping back out to the scariest place of all, the dating world.
There will be exciting first dates, steamy hookups, big letdowns, and potential love waiting in the most unexpected places.
Don't miss a new season of 90 Day The Single Life, Monday at 8 on TLC.
Astonishing Legends Network.
The views and opinions expressed by hosts and listeners on the Astonishing Dead Letter Office are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of Astonishing Legends Productions, the Astonishing Legends Network, or any affiliated entities or guests.
When something unexplainable happens to you, it can make you feel isolated or alone. But trust us, you're not. For over a decade, you've been sending your strange stories to Astonishing Legends, and now it's time for our fellow legenders to hear them too. Join us weekly in the vault beneath Blanket Fortiana, which we call the Astonishing Dead Letter Office.
Tonight's episode, Grimacing in the Woods.
Well, this story comes to us from Libby, and it connects back to our second show with Terry Lovelace, Devil's Den, The Reckoning.
Ah, yes, indeed, Terry, one of our good friends, and what an amazing follow-up to his first bone-chilling account. And the second one has a lot of anecdotes from folks that had since sent them their stories, and oh man, it's good reading, and it will chill you to the bone about all the possible implications. So for the folks that hadn't heard of that episode of Astonishing Legends, Terry Lovelace had a horrifying UAP/UFO abduction experience, which he initially shared on the show in 2019. And then we had him back on in 2021 to share experiences from his book, Devil's Den, The Reckoning. And I will just say what Terry told us. I said, why the second book, the follow-up? Like, didn't you get your whole story in? He said, you know what? As outrageous as the first book sounded, I thought these details were just too outrageous for people to even buy. So I left them out of the first book. So it's really a follow-up with even more startling revelations about
his experience. Yeah, that's some great stories in that book.
Yeah, and how you can say the alien agenda works. So if you're interested in that, definitely check it out.
Terry also revealed some previously undisclosed details about his own experiences in that second appearance. And apparently one of those resonated with Libby. And then, well, somehow connected us to fast food.
Oh, wait, what?
Hi, thanks for such a wonderful show. When I listened to the new Devil's Den episode, I was struck by the monkey people and the description of the little Elmo figures. My entire life, I've remembered a strange incident. I was about 4 or 5 at most, so it was probably around 1985. It was sunset, and I was standing on my back porch looking up our hill into the woods. At the top of the hill, behind the fence, I saw Grimace from the 80s McDonald's commercials, the big purple guy. He was standing just behind our fence. This was probably 25 yards away from me. He lifted his arm and waved at me. I definitely felt like he was encouraging me to come play. I remember just being confused. I stared at him for a minute, then I went and told my mom. I saw a big purple grimace in the woods. We went and looked, but it was gone. She was pretty confused and finally said, "It must have been my imagination." I'm 40 years old, and I've never forgotten this strange moment. I started giving it more thought after hearing some similar stories on Jim Harold's campfire. Hearing the stories from Terry Lovelace made me want to reach out and send in my story for the collective knowledge. I experienced a number of paranormal things as a child, but nothing like that. I have continued to have ghost experiences, and today I'm a professional tarot reader, so I've experienced some stuff. But I've never seen a promotional character live and in person out in the woods again. I should add that my mom did see a UFO on our farm in the early 80s as well.
All right, to start, the 1980s.
Yeah.
Well, a beloved decade that I think a lot of people have been trying to, at least in TV shows, I won't mention the name of a series, enjoyable, but did they get everything right? Because we lived through those times, and we know exactly what went on and the feel of it.
McDonald's had a very specific vibe in the 80s. A very,
they certainly did. There was definitely a vibe that people have tried to imitate, and probably the closest is to watch movies of that era. Of course, you know, it's not totally accurate, but definitely the people that try to recreate that in current TV shows don't quite get it, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit exaggerated, but definitely a period of time that maybe the 90s has a little more trouble trying to, you know, be evocative of or trying to express itself. Like, you could definitely feel the 80s when you say the 80s as opposed to the 90s or the early 2000s, I'd say.
Yeah, that's true.
But, well, so but Grimace.
Here's my question, though. Why is this Grimace? You know, what the hell is going on there? The first thing I thought about was the Pukwudgie, you know, or Pukwudgie, as some people say. Mm-hmm. I've changed my pronunciation of that after I heard a Native American person say, they emphasize the middle syllable on that. I think
really?
Pukwudgie, okay. I can't even say it right, but that's the cute little thing that maybe lures you off to into the woods to never return or off the edge of a cliff.
Yeah, he's not little, though. He's big and blobby.
Yeah, he's big and blobby. I mean, the first thing I thought was, you know, is this thing a pedo? Maybe he's trying to get the kid to, like, come up and go.
Oh, dear.
No, I know. It's horrible. But, like, that when you would put a costume on and try to lure the kid into the woods to, you know, for nefarious activities.
But I don't think that it's not the most appealing. You know what I'm saying? Like, big and kind of lovable.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. Grimace is scary.
Well, yeah,
like, if you saw Grimace in the woods, I think that would be scary, actually.
Right. Not in the, say, like I said, if you saw something of that size, he's not as welcoming as Big Bird. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
the Snuffleupagus is, I liked him as a kid. He's one of my favorite Sesame Street characters.
Yeah.
But he could be a little frightening if he saw him in the woods. Now, maybe Big Bird would too.
I think I had recently this revelation when he was completely imaginary, wasn't he?
Oh, boy. Yeah, you might
be
right.
I should. I'm talking out of turn, but like, I felt like I recently heard that, and I was like, "Well, what?"
Not important enough to do a little on the fly research here.
No,
but
I don't.
I do. Yeah. I do believe that there was something to him. Yes, that he had a complaint.
So
he was not received by everyone. But in this case, though, with Grimace, he's kind of, I guess, welcoming in a sense, but...
Oh, wait, no, so just, I'm sorry, quickly.
You found something.
For many years, only Big Bird would see Snuffy.
Well, there you go.
Because he would always leave while Big Bird went to get the others, leading everyone else to believe he was an imaginary friend.
That's right.
But after Sesame, this is from Wikipedia, folks, I'm reading. But after Sesame Street presents Follow That Bird, Big Bird finally succeeded in revealing Snuffy to his friends on Sesame Street.
Okay, well, there you go. There is... Big Bird's been having too much Benadryl, and he's... And he's saying things. But the idea, though, is that it's a image that is also tied in with popular culture and a very popular, at the time, image and character. Because, folks, they were on glasses that you could get from McDonald's. They really plastered the marketing mediums.
Yeah.
With these images. So the other one that would be kind of creepy to see in real life was the Hamburglar.
Oh, yeah. Because
he is more hat man. And there's a cape and a mask. And just the way he kind of shuffles around is kind of creepy, but he's meant to be welcoming. But it's like the Elmos in that that's kind of a lovable furry creature. But when there's a bunch of them and they're in a field staring at you, as in Terry Lovelace's book's anecdote, it becomes something else where it's not so welcoming because they want you to come with them, do something. It's like the monkeys that showed up in Terry Lovelace's bedroom. Somehow something new either tapping into his subconscious or his memories or just watching him watch TV from the 50s or 60s that humans seem to like, and they find them humorous and comforting and funny. They wear the monkey masks, but they don't get it totally right. It's close enough. I'm not going to get into a full monkey suit for this kid. Either you follow us with our paper cutout monkey masks and get into the spaceship, or we're going to start to turn nasty.
Well, all I know is this. Last year when McDonald's released the Grimace milkshake, my son was really into it, and we went to go get it, and they had it for, it seemed like 3 weeks. And then we went to this McDonald's and it was just gone. It just disappeared. So that was pretty scary.
What?
The Grimace milkshake. They stopped making it.
It didn't actually disappear in front of you.
It's a limited run thing. Yeah, no. And I thought it tasted not good. So I wasn't all that disappointed.
What was the flavor? I guess grape, perhaps?
I can't describe it. Yeah, it was not something that occurs in nature.
Mm.
Also, I love, by the way, when Libby said, I've never seen a promotional character live and in person out in the woods again. It's like, okay, that's
well,
good.
And once again, reminded of The Simpsons, where the Halloween Treehouse of Horror episode, where all the marketing mascots come to life.
Yeah, right.
The Lard
right,
Lad,
right,
Donut
right, yeah.
Boy, and which, all lovable characters until they come to life and beckon you into the woods. But are we seeing what's really out there, or is it just tapping into our heads? And since that time, though, she moved back to this farm, which is located in Southwest Ohio.
Yeah, that's right. Ohio, we've often said, is one of the creepiest states in the nation. So that no shock there. She actually emailed us about this yesterday. I'd reached out to her with a question. I was like, where is this farm? And she was like, not only did she tell me it was in Southwest Ohio, she's like, we are living on it right now. I moved back to it. So. Yeah,
I'm sure nothing else will happen. And Scott does not mean to disparage the entire state.
I'm not disparaging it. That's where Monster Fest is. We've been 2 years in a row. So
that's true. No, we love Ohio. Not impugning it in any way.
No.
And also, Libby is a professional tarot card reader. And
yes.
You can check out her stuff at Cat and Crow, CatandCrow.square.site, SITE, or at Tarot by Libby, LIBBY, on Instagram.
Well, Libby, we're going to need you to stop manifesting promotional characters. Although I guess they're still not as scary as the monkeys Terry Lovelace mentioned in Devil's Den, The Reckoning. Thank you for sending your story in to the Dead Letter Office.
The Astonishing Dead Letter Office is hosted by Scott Philbrick and Faris Burgess and is executive produced by Tess Feifel. The show is edited and mixed by Sarah Voorhees-Wendell at VW Sound. The theme is based on the Astonishing Legends theme by Judson Crane at Founder Music, arranged by Alan Caricia, who composes all the other music in the show. Tommy Beaver Design created the logo. The announcer is John Bowen. That's me. Stories are lightly edited for length, content, and readability, but otherwise presented as they're sent to us. We're always looking for more dead letters, so if you have a story of your own you'd like to share, email it to deadletteroffice@astonishinglegends.com. Please include how you would like to be credited. First name only, first name last initial, anonymous, a pseudonym. Let us know. Due to the number of emails coming in, we often cannot respond, but we do read them all. No part of the show may be reproduced anywhere without permission. Copyright Astonishing Legends Productions.
This is Teddy Mellencamp.
And Tamara Judge.
From Two Teas in a Pod.
All right, lovers and dreamers, buckle up because there's a new season of 90 Day, The Single Life, and it's hotter than ever.
If you've never seen 90 Day before, this is the one that will get you hooked. Their marriages crumbled. Now 8 singles are taking the leap and stepping back out to the scariest place of all, the dating world.
There will be exciting first dates, steamy hookups, big letdowns, and potential love waiting in the most unexpected places.
After Sophie's recent divorce, she's moving on to see if there's potential with a Dominican hottie. Some of you may know Pedro.
Gino has a full inbox of DMs and is trying for a second chance with one that got away. And after Courtney's unexpected romance with Colt, find out if his history of cheating will come back to bite the relationship for good.
Get ready for this season's hottest romance series full of surprises, sparks, and connections.
Don't miss a new season of 90 Day The Single Life next Monday at 8 on TLC.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Sky Rizzi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Sky Rizzi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Sky Rizzi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Nothing is everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.